Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you even know where the Mellon Auditorium is? I Googled it last night.
I had to look it up.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know we had such a facility in Washington, D.C.
We have one of our clients that is part of the Mellon family. And okay. I was like, what is going on here? I didn't know there was a Mellon Auditorium.
Is it the big and tall? The big and tall store?
Not John Mellon Camp.
This person is part of the Mellon
Camp. Yeah, he's actually part of the family.
Are you fat?
We won't get you a puppy from the scratch and dent pile. We'll get you a new guy and, type of deal. So, because my mom... I'm not saying you shouldn't rescue
dogs. It's me, the scratch and dent puppy. I got a couple missing claws.
It's like the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right. That's right. Nobody wants a Labradoodle without a tail.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I always love to start the day out with Oscar making the emoji from texting for thank you. Because he can't talk because we're about to go live. So he just does the hands.
The hands. Hold on a second. That's what I call him, Maddie.
Nyah. We are
prior,
a little late
prior to the show. Maddie tried to clear her voice without us hearing it, but she let the mic open.
It was disgusting,
and it sounded like Gozer.
Because it was dead silence. Yeah. There was no sound.
And the latest iteration of Godzilla, when Godzilla actually comes out and to save the world, the first time you hear him is what Maddie, the noise that Maddie's throat made.
Nice and hearty. It was great.
My comment was, what the hell was that? Because it was so out of the blue. So we actually had a little studio test at the front of the show here because Mike O'Mara is on the road right now headed to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And we wanted to, pave the way for tomorrow's broadcast.
It's a COVID-19 pandemic studio situation where, you know, this entire time we've been hoping that Mike would stay healthy and alive. And we didn't want to put him in a situation where we would be right next to each other in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And like any of our guests that come in.
Oh, Matt, do you need a drink of water?
Yeah, excuse me for a second.
Poor Maddie. Just dead silence and all of a sudden.
So, Matt Bloom is a sit-in for Mr. Mike O'Mara as he's in Studio A.
Do impressions.
Yeah, do your Charlie Rose impression.
No, it's Larry King that he does.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Larry.
That's right there, boy. Sure there, boy.
So creepy.
Who's Charlie Rose?
So,
can you do anyone else?
No.
Okay.
That's Pony, all. Pony, you've had quite the start of your week. You got a new schedule.
That's amazing.
Now, be fair, Oscar. You said you were only going to tease Ponygate 3-0.
No, I'm going right in right now.
You're jumping in both feet? All right, let's do it.
We needed Rob's Ford and Pony to help us get this going here today. So
many masks putting on, taking off. It was a very exciting 9 o'clock hour.
We clarified the schedule 9 to 5, and then I think it's going to be changed in 96, unfortunately, after what happened yesterday.
You've earned it.
So, when you leave these premises for TMOS or anybody else, you usually check in with a direct report, right?
What is direct report?
That means this is why this kid's never been in any formal workspace.
Right.
You check in with me or you check in with Shannon, depending on who's here.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, but we've asked you a zillion times.
Right.
I got you. I understand.
No, but have we asked you a bunch of times to check in with us before you leave?
You have asked me. Yes.
What happened yesterday?
I was asked to put together two Ethernet cables.
Yes.
And get that.
May I do some exposition here? exposition, which is backstory, because there might be someone who had just gotten off an airplane and didn't check out yesterday's show.
Okay, okay, I gotcha. Okay, let me rewind here.
Yeah,
Pony Boy Matt Bloom has been working from home for the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you're going to give him a grade, let's use the F through A, or A being the best, F being the worst. Mm-hmm. Pony Boy has been a solid C+.
Yeah,
solid
very
C+.
Much.
Like, yeah,
he can definitely get into VCU. He's
ups
fine.
And downs, VCU worthy, off campus clearly, because, you know, they're not open on campus, or they right. are, but it's a hybrid. Who knows?
Right.
And as of late, I've put it under, like, I've actually talked to Shannon privately about this. I said, we have to help Pony become the man he's capable of being.
Right.
Because a C+ in life won't get you too far. It'll keep you with your marsupial and your dolls at home, and it won't get you further in life than where he currently is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got to push him. And after a few snafus from Pony doing things remote on a remote level, I said, I got to be dad now, or mom, or whatever you want to be. And I'm going to start having him come in like an adult into a real workspace and groom him into a position that I think he definitely wants in his heart, but he doesn't know he wants, which is an IT director or an engineer level type job.
And even though he can do a lot of stuff remotely, and it's amazing how Pony can really just sort of shoehorn himself into our lives via our computers and do stuff. He can do a lot of stuff virtually, but the nuts and bolts of it is physical.
I've been trying to quit Pony for the better part of a decade.
I know.
Can't. He's a part of my life. His success.
They keep pulling me back in.
It's my success. His failure is definitely my failure, and I take it to heart. So much so that I almost stroked out on Sunday when I had a 3-hour call with him trying to fix the work that he'd done in person.
Right.
So Pony has this thing about him where he wants to leave so bad at a certain time that he creates an environment of chaos in his mind where he gets everything right except for one or two details, and that's what throws a monkey wrench in the entire system.
Can I drop a small story that will help explain the character of Pony that
Please.
I think is... And this
is all out of love. This is all
this
out of love,
absolutely.
Pony.
And, and know
him.
This, Pony.
Look at him. He looks so happy.
We've known you for years. We've worked together nearly 8 years, 8-9 years now. And I knew you at WJFK.
Over a decade now.
As you've told me, I don't remember you, but you said we met. So that's great. And I know that even someone who doesn't know you very well, and Maddie, you can verify this, when we're fruitcaking, and Pony is a great, great fruitcaker. He has one of the most precise, detail-oriented jobs of fruitcake, in which he has to weigh every fruitcake before it is baked. And let's say the target is 1,000 grams, right? 1,005 is too many. 995 is not enough. Got to be 1,000. And I've seen him take a single black walnut out to make it weigh right. He's great at it, and I wouldn't have anyone else doing it. However, he will come in and say, I've got to leave today at, say, let's say 4 o'clock. And I say, that's fine. Let's plan against it. But at like 3:40, mm-hmm. and my stepmother, Kathy, hit me to this. She says, look at Pony. Or she says, because she has a slight accent, she's from Mississippi, look at Pony. I said, what? He says, he's gearing up to leave. And he does. He starts cleaning up and doing all the things because it's got to hit that 4 o'clock. He is so... And you know what? I think it probably has to do with the fact that he has an analytic IT mind.
Which is fine.
But it's definitely a trace. I mean, whether he's pulling cable or mixing cherries, it's still the same.
I agree. And I'm learning that, I think, more and more. But the goal is in the long run. So Pony makes a certain wage for TMOS. I would like to make it for him to make a certain wage for Podcast Village.
Uh-huh.
But I have to really groom him into that role.
Right.
So as of the meltdown on Sunday, I said, Pony, enough is enough. I've like totally coddled you. You got to start coming in. You're going to do a regular Joe job, like schedule. You're going to have to come in and you're going to be working 9 to 5, just like Dolly.
Exactly.
He's about to sing here, and I'm going to show you the ways to adulthood at age 37, right?
Right. It's about time.
And how old are you, Pony?
37.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Don't be beat down. Be happy about this. This is an intervention.
37 is great.
This is not for drugs, but for work ethic.
We're
going to help you here, okay?
Maddie agrees.
Maddie says yes. So I beg Pony, even before the 9-to-5 schedule, check in with us before you leave. Because there's always an outlier, something's going on. Yesterday, I leave early because I had to go to the other studio, which I will be giving Mike O'Mara a wonderful tour of this afternoon. Mike O'Mara, by the way, on the road, as Rob mentioned, heading towards D.C.
And also remember how yesterday started, that Pony had conjured not a 9 a.m. arrival, but a 3 p.m. arrival.
Like he's on call. Like
missing it only by 6 hours.
Surgery is at
3 p.m. We got him in early.
Yes.
We caught the error and we got him
Pony
early.
Pony came in Monday, no problem, 9-to-5. Then he somehow thought it was 3 p.m. because I said we have a 3 p.m. George and Barbara Bush production. Please be here for that, which meant be on the fourth floor, but you have to be on premise all day for the job.
Right, right.
And then. And by the way, he can work on TMS all day here.
Like this, all day.
All day. That allows me to walk and be like, hey, what are you working on? Right?
Right.
So this music is great. So yesterday, I get a hot call from Shannon and she's...
Oh, one moment, Oscar. I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay, here is Dolly Parton. Maddie loves this song.
I do.
Can get you a lozenge?
Yes, please.
And I'm at M, and it's my wife, and she says, you won't believe what I walked into on 2, because she was on 4, on the fourth floor.
Yeah, and there's another studio, there's another space on the second floor.
On the second floor office, and she said, I walked into Maddie all alone, like with a pile of papers in her hand, because she's sending something over, basically in two-day mail to Poland, or to Poland, which is not as easy as you would think.
I can imagine there are challenges. The pierogies you're sending?
And she's untangling cable. And I look, and I walk in, I was like, hey, where's Pony? He's like, he left.
Gone. Where is he? Gone.
So, Pone-bone.
Yes.
And I'll teach, and look, if this wasn't funny, I wouldn't be talking about it on air. Did you understand the level of work that Maddie, your coworker, your friend, had to do when you said, it's 5 o'clock, I got to get going, peace out?
Like 6:30, but...
You left at 6:30?
It was just about 6:30, yeah.
Okay, but...
So, AM or PM?
Okay, but was it, hey, let me just help you as much as I can before I leave?
I didn't realize what the cables were for. I was just asked to make 200-foot Ethernet cables.
Okay, which aren't too hard. You got to clip the ends on both sides, correct?
I mean, it's tedious, and it's not really hard. It just takes a while.
Okay, fair enough. When you're done and you just throw the cables on her desk.
Tested them.
Okay, you tested them. We asked you to make sure they worked. I know that's a far cry for you. I'm so sorry.
Watertight. Throw them on Maddie's desk.
That's what made me this way.
Well, I thought that was you saying thank you.
I was screaming so much.
It's hoarse.
So no one is cursing you. We were just wondering, hey, like, if you've say you're pot committed at 6:30, which is brutal, right? It sucks. Don't you think, hey, you're like, okay, is there anything I can help you with? Because she's there with you as well. So it's not just you, it's both of you guys, correct?
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about that theory?
I think it's a great idea. Wonderful.
You're not put upon. We love you so much. We're just trying to teach you how to be a human being.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, a human pony.
So listen to me. I just want you to survey the scene. Like, remember, we all learned CPR. You got to survey the scene. If you got to call EMS, if a soldier is in need, a PV, please feel free to ask them. Even if you don't want to do it, just say, "Hey, is there anything else you need from me?"
Use your lips to make a tight seal on that cable and blow.
No, he's done a fantastic job, except for yesterday. But overall,
of the new schedule of the 2 days of the new schedule.
Weird.
One of them was great. And the other one?
Well, Spotty, you got in at what time, Pony?
Today I got in at about 8:30.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday?
10:30.
Yeah, it was about 10:30.
Yeah, so 6:30 is still a work day, technically, if we're talking
He time shifted.
Yeah, you time shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Let's say that.
For me, I want you to be, and this is going to be a tough year for you because it's going to be a big adjustment, but we are going to make you the man we think you can be.
You mean that 2020 is going to be bad for Pony?
Yeah, so we're going to rip
not
it
for
all
anyone
off.
Else?
No, we're going to rip it all off. We're going to rip it all off.
Other than the pandemic and the hurricanes and all the murder hornets, other than that, it's been a great
this
year.
This last quarter is going to be the quarter that makes your life.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
I think, because I left you for, I would say, the last 4 years to your own devices to see, like, well, let's see where he wants to do, what he wants to do. No. Now I'm going to make you, I'm going to forge you as best I can. And if I fail, it's my failure, not your failure. So if you fail, I fail.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's not the one. That's really not what he's looking for at all.
Just say, hey, we'll do it together, Oscar. We'll do it together.
We will do it together, Oscar.
And I guarantee you by the end of the year, like, God willing, you'll have another income. You'll have more dolls than you know what to do with.
Dolls and dollars.
And you'll be in a better spot in life.
Can't spell dollar without doll. And Pony, I know I'm the king of the piler honor, but I will say this. Oscar and I, when we entered this podcast 11 years ago, didn't really know each other, and we have forged a relationship, and he has taught me so much about better working ways and habits. And when we collaborate, we've made some great successes.
Yeah, and we've kept you on the outside fringes because we didn't want to put upon you some real responsibility in life as I'm going down with the COVID, or what I like to call the Maddie.
The Maddie. That's her. I don't know if you heard her. She just said she has no sense of smell. Weird.
But this is going to be a fun journey for all of us.
Yeah, because success, there's nothing more fun than success.
Yes, this is very true.
Except maybe roller coasters, but we can't do them anymore. An amusement park. The word amuse is part of the name. You go in there and you say, amuse me. Well, Pony, we're going to amuse you with success.
Yes.
Great.
Look how great you look in that studio.
Isn't it great? Look at this plant.
Yeah, you got a plant there.
Can you cheat that plant a little right? I'd like to see more of the plant.
Yeah, just pull it towards you. Pull it towards you. There you go.
Yeah. It's like he's on The Tonight Show. Now it looks like he's on Laughing.
If you can pull the plant a little closer to you, so you're broadcasting behind the plant and the whole time.
The whole time, yeah. This is
like that, please. Just like that. Like now talk. Now talk, please.
Good day, mate.
We can go either way with the plant today, but definitely have the plant in front of the microphone for Mike tomorrow.
My God.
Yeah. Excellent stuff.
Okay. Pony, you got to keep it right there. Okay.
That's a beautiful shot.
I want people to tune into YouTube and wonder what's happened.
They think I'm like growing pot or something.
Or hiding.
You do look like a Tonight Show guest.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. That Studio A, and people should know that at the fourth floor of Podcast Village, there's three studios, A, B, and C. And Studio A is the one that looks like the bridge of the Enterprise. It is so cool. And you dress it up with a plant, it looks like you're on like a big-time TV show.
Yeah, you look great, Pony.
Fancy. Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Burney just walked in. He has a few words to say about Pony that he wanted to share.
I don't think Charlie Burney...
Yes, I don't know what I missed as I came in the studio.
Oh, hi, Charlie. You got a booming voice. Let me get you. There you go.
Hey, Oscar. I don't know what I missed coming into the office, but I think you should be encouraged to meet Pony halfway.
Oh, no. I've tried that, Pony.
No, because I have engaged Pony in the watching of the manga, and I highly suggest Love is War and some of the programs that Pony and I are enjoying through my son. We're watching manga every night at home.
No, these are
manga.
These are
anime.
These are anime.
Yes.
Anime. Okay. Well,
so I got the word wrong.
You see,
but I'm meeting Pony halfway.
You're doing well.
That's it. Charlie out.
Okay. No, Charlie, stick around for a second, because you see, Charlie has an amazing chip that we don't have, and that is the idea that he can reach out and meet him halfway. If I were to meet Pony halfway, you know, I don't know, I could do it. Oscar could could maybe do it, but he would interpret as meeting him on the third floor between four and two. But the thing about Charlie has been
here,
so great. Charlie is so great. He has been in touch with me. I've not been to Podcast Village since March, and he reaches out. We had a great discussion this week. Charlie, I'm working on my trucking list. I'll have it to you shortly. Yeah. We talk music. And we had a great texting conversation yesterday. Charlie was at the liquor store and he was looking
for
advice.
And
so
sweet.
He finds common ground with everybody.
Yeah. All so true. Yeah.
It's so nice that he did that. So maybe that's what we need to do and meet Matt halfway. So what would that be? Arlington?
We should all watch. Never mind.
Thank you.
Charlie Burney.
He's the sweetest.
The best. Yeah. He really is. He really is.
So Pony, it's decided. We will not meet. You can anime with Charlie Burney all day.
Yep.
We will work. We will work here. We will make sure that you become this time next year. Your mom will be so proud of you. She's proud of you now. But when you have a different title and you're working for multiple shows in official capacity, you're going to be in a different place in life. I guarantee it.
That sounds great.
Right?
I'd like to be in a different place.
right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I respect that.
I totally understand that feeling. Okay. Been there.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a fun show today now that we got that all out of the way.
Oh, can we start the show?
Please.
Is it beginning? Start the tape, Penny.
For the love of God.
Maddie, start the show. Oh, okay, good. We're ready to go.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dick, I got him. He's okay. He is on acid, though. I can't really tell. How do you know when it's kicked in?
I am a golden god! Yeah! Yes, you are! I am a golden god!
Hey, Russell, don't jump!
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were, I'm on drugs!
Russell, I think we should work on those last words.
Okay, I got it. This is better. Last words. I dig music.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm on drugs!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Mike O'Mara in transit and with us live in the Podcast Village studios tomorrow. Do not miss it, Appointment Radio. But today, live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, welcome. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained in a way that you never have been before. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Gastonia, North Carolina to Salina, Kansas, Canterbury Village in Warrenton, Virginia to Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, and from Hamden Township, Pennsylvania to Bangui in Central African Republic. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started through the courtesy of Lightstream. If you want to save money this summer, and face it, money's tight, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers fixed rate credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19%. Oof. It's a lot of money. It's a lot. So Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a loan from $5,000 up to $100,000 and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. I love this service. It makes so much sense. I love the website. It's easy to navigate, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're just throwing money away. Our listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. I'm going to read the disclaimer really
please,
fast,
please,
like Mike,
please,
okay?
Please.
Subject to credit approval.
Hey, this is it's too fast. Slow down.
All right. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. I want to kill myself. I've got to, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information, or treat yourself. Click the button on our shiny website. It's an easy way to do it. Lightstream, do it.
If you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, I peeked into, as I do once in a while, into the actual chat.
Yes.
And not to distract, but they're pretty funny. And also, there's sympathies out there and people that feel for Pony. Pony's new podcast name is Pony Dies in the Darkness. And then...
like Democracy.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And now I get it.
Someone built the comedy pyramid, as they said, only if he's driving.
Very good point.
That's very funny. I love that. Maddie likes it too.
Maddie.
Yeah, she is. That'll teach you. Learn the mute button. Treat every mic like it's open.
The other podcast name is Behind One Plant.
Like Between Two Ferns?
Yeah
exactly.
Between one fern.
Behind one plant. There you go. Well, we're glad to have you along for the ride today. Did you get any time to watch the Eric Trump show last night?
I did watch. We should probably clarify here. I watch so much. I haven't ever really been engaged in past elections this far. And you remember even our conversations where I was like, just, I want to be independent. I don't think we should talk about politics. Sure. But this year has completely changed, especially with the pandemic.
Well, I would offer this, is that the way they're doing the convention in a way that it's never been done before, you almost have to watch it as a turning point, a watershed moment in politics and showbiz.
Yeah,
I mean, is a brand
from
new
from a production
thing.
Standpoint, I'm enamored. But from a politics standpoint, I'm much more engaged than I ever was in the past.
Do you even know where the Mellon Auditorium is? I Googled it last night.
I had to look it up.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know we had such a facility in Washington, D.C.
We have one of our clients that is part of the Mellon family. And okay. I was like, what is going on here? I didn't know there was
is
a Mellon Auditorium.
Is it the Big and Tall store?
Not John Mellon King.
No, this person is
part of the Mellon
camp. Yeah, he's actually part of the family.
Are you fat?
Mellon's big and tall.
Yeah, Thornton Mellon.
Oh, Thornton Mellon, yes.
That's right. No, but it's on Constitution Avenue, apparently.
Well, I think it's connected to, so what I read on Wikipedia is,
right.
So this is a building you just constantly see. I just never, it's connected to the Clinton Jefferson, what is it?
Bill Jefferson Clinton?
Yes, yeah. So two wings of those are connected to the Mellon Auditorium.
Okay, so it's a relatively new structure.
No, it was that Mellon Auditorium
was repurposed?
No, I think that was named the Mellon Auditorium. It was named, mind you. So it was built a while ago, but
it
was named the Mellon Auditorium in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, or early 80s.
Okay, so it's named after the Mellon family, and that's, you know, that's a noted family of philanthropy.
Yeah, it's like a Rockefeller.
But when you look at it, I mean, I thought that looked like it was like the grand rotunda of some building that was built, you know, in the turn of the century the last time. They've done such a beautiful job of dressing it up. I mean, again, you talk about the showbiz and the technical aspect. It's great looking.
I too had to look it up because I'm used to Constitution Hall.
Right.
I'm used to all these like places where we go for graduations.
Sure.
I had never heard of this one space, but I imagine it's been around forever. They just said, hey, we can do it here and we can light it a certain way and make it look beautiful.
I think one of the reasons they did it is when I Googled the Mellon Auditorium, the second item that came up on Google was how to rent the Mellon Auditorium.
You can rent it for public space. You can literally, if we want to do an event there, I guess pre-pandemic, we could probably do that.
Well, the sad thing is that before before we knew that we were doing the convention this week, that's where Mike was going to be tomorrow.
We got to bring him in for the RNC.
Yeah, with 1,000 flags behind him.
Jeez.
Great.
Can you imagine that budget? So yesterday's production value was much better than the first day.
I agree.
I don't want to be unfair to Melania Trump, but I just felt like the dress was very purposeful, as we talked about before the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to talk about wardrobe, is I feel like the Trumps suit for all the Trumps, the sons, the father, they should be in the day of like fitted suits. Like,
yes.
Why the boxy suits? That bothers me. Is if you're just looking for like a dress optic size, and then for Melania, the first lady, it just was it looked like a dictator Like a couture dictatorship type of dress.
It was definitely from the Fidel Castro collection, and I feel that she puts the war in wardrobe, because when she was walking down the colonnade, she looked like she was going to make some announcement that would have our boys being drafted. Apparently, that was, I mean, was obviously not the tone of the speech, but it was an odd thing. Now, Eric Trump, I got a good chance to stare at him, and he looked like a little kid that was forced to go to a wedding, because his suit didn't quite fit. And he looked uncomfortable, and I guarantee you, and I wrote this on Facebook last night, someone tied that tie for him.
And if your political persuasion is not of ours, that's fine. It's not a big deal.
We're not really talking politics here. We're just talking
general visuals. I thought it was ballsy that they did it in the Rose Garden, especially because there was a dash of rain that came through the city yesterday.
Yeah, well, they didn't have umbrellas or masks, so they were safe.
The mask thing was weird.
That was so weird to me, and... This is not
considering the optics now of the country, right?
This is not a political statement. This is something. This is, again, for me, this is showbiz. If they had the same number of people in the Rose Garden, but socially distanced and everyone in a mask, it would have made an amazing statement.
Yeah. Even if everybody's tested before they get to the White House, as everyone says.
Precisely. Mm-hmm.
Like, and also, it would have made a big difference.
If you had a guy selling masks there, he would have cleaned up. I mean, it would have been a great thing. Get some nice Trump merch as you go into the Rose Garden. But that was, to me... That seemed such an obvious statement in the other direction. That was, for me, the most troubling. It really threw me.
And I appreciate you bringing that up. If you just take it on face value, and mm-hmm. we'll get away from politics here in a second. It felt like an opportunity to, especially for her, to say, okay, look, I believe in the mask layout.
Right.
Even though everybody's tested here, we won't take every precaution. And then the entire evening seemed like it was. It seemed off for many reasons. But again, it's probably where I feel like, and I wouldn't be honest if I don't know by now that I have an unconscious bias towards certain politics.
Well, of course.
So I mean, we've talked about it.
But I also know that you and I can take a step back and just look at it at a showbiz level. To me, it seemed very technically sound. Yes. They did a better job at the cutaways, and we didn't have a lot of awkward pauses of people standing. The guy on CNN, I think it was Jake Tapper, or it might have been Don Lemon, said that the pardoning was a great political stunt. But he wishes that it had been done not as a stunt, but as a genuine gesture.
Yeah, it's like someone
that makes a donation mm-hmm. and then says, hey, I made a donation. And so I can do without the political stunts. The timing was almost mathematical, but because of that, it lacked any genuine excitement. Yeah. It seemed really planned to me. And on a showbiz level, that's why I saw it.
If you're looking at that, the technicals are tight. So
yeah, they did a good job.
You can't go sideways there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that they should have had Melania as the closing speaker of the night, because it's just not her skill set.
I genuinely felt for her. She ended, if you're looking just general, you know, working the teleprompter, it started off, and she's probably going to be the first one to, I would imagine any professional will look at that and say that's not the best. But at the end, she ended strong.
Yeah.
But the message is hollow because, for me at least, because... That's not what the actions of what she's talking about are not what's happening, right?
Precisely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just overall, I think that the third night tonight, we'll just continue watching. But this is the first time I've ever watched and race home to actually check it out. And from the technical standpoint, it was tight, but it's still a little disheartening. And Maddie even said before the show, they're going to sit down. When she's not clearing her throat.
Right.
She's like, I just don't want to watch because I just don't want to be distracted. And I feel like a lot of people are, the ratings are down for the RNC from year to year. Okay, and they're down from the DNC, this year's DNC from what they're reporting. And I know why. Why would you want to bring that even into your life this point? Right?
We have to because
of what we do.
It was very interesting. By the way, one of the speakers last night canceled. Matt Bloom was going to speak, but they were running late, and it got to be 9 o'clock, and he had to get home.
This is true. This is very true. Yeah.
Poor guy. So he left some cables on the desk in the Oval Office, and he was out of there.
Donald, kiss my ass.
The most interesting thing for me last night is this is the first election where I've got a kid.
This is cool. This is cool.
Politically her word,
invested.
Woke.
Yes.
Yeah, and watching and getting frustrated with the rhetoric and some of the jargon that's being used. And this is my little girl that when I close my eyes, Julia, she's 19 now, but when I close my eyes, I can still see the little girl that goes, hello. And, you know,
hello.
just my little girl. And she stands up and she says, he's lying. I can't watch this. What is this? Is this
that's got to be
killing?
A sweet moment.
Oh, it is so
that's gotta
funny.
Be a sweet
but
moment.
This is where it's fun to have a youngster in the house. She's constantly on her phone, right? Mm-hmm. And she's watching and she's paying attention. She's commenting. She made a great joke when they had the guy come out. She said, Maine Lobsterman would be a good DJ name.
Funny.
So, but anyway, so she's, you know, doing what she does. She's on the phone and watching and on the phone and taking a selfie and watching and doing this stuff. And she's, and all of a sudden during Tiffany Trump's speech,
mm-hmm.
She starts talking along with it.
Like reading along with the speech.
And I said, and then there's no closed captioning on or anything. And I said, what are you doing? She says, oh, I found this feed from the Lincoln Project. They leaked all the speeches. So she was reading the speech at the same time as Tiffany Trump and
that's
doing
awesome.
A better job. She actually hit some of the points better. And she did the same thing with Eric. And we could have done it all night. She just got bored with it. But it was, that speaks to me when I was, you know, turning it off and thinking about it. If the fact is that those speeches are so canned that a 19-year-old in the suburbs can read them as they're happening, that speaks to why then I think the message
Lincoln
is a
Project
little hollow.
They do a fantastic job of like
wonderful
that
job.
Second viewer
wonderful
experience.
Job.
So you can watch their simulcast on YouTube, and their podcast is a 10 out of 10.
Love
if
it.
If this is what you're, if, even if you're thinking about, like, even especially if you're an independent. They're doing a fantastic job of just breaking everything down for what's what. And the overall message for everybody is to vote. We have to vote. Vote,
get
vote,
out
vote.
There.
And if
it's
you can absentee vote like we did with our mom, read the fine print. Get that done early. Get that done absolutely early. Vote, 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 vote.
Excellent. That's true. So anyway, that's our experience. They do it again tonight. Pence speaks tonight. So you're going to look for some real sizzling programming.
I'll be with Mike O'Mara at that time.
Oh, he'll go to a bar. He'll go to a Republican-themed bar, and they'll have it on.
Outdoors, though.
Yes, it'll be like Dave and Buster's, but for politics.
I actually was planning, I was like, we might have to come back to Podcast Village because I think this is the safest place to watch it.
Yeah, on the 80-inch. Fire it up. Mike Pence, bigger than life. I can't wait. I wish I was there with you. Anyway, so that's the RNC. When we come back, Oscar's mom.
Yes.
In a time of transition, is that fair to say?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
not the right kind.
Right. And if you want, go to Twitter, and all of our comments have been posted. Read along as we say them. All this stuff is canned. We'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Mike O'Mara Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOmeraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOmeraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
They should get him to speak.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'd love to see Howard Beale at the RNC. All right, today is Wednesday, but let's talk about Sunday. Oscar, you used Sunday, the lawn service, right?
I love Sunday.
Who are you flirting with?
I was waving at Charlie as he was taking a picture of me.
Oh, you smile. Very sweet. That's
sorry.
Right. You got
I'm
those bedroom
Charlie,
eyes.
Charlie,
yeah. Well, he'll meet you halfway. Anyway,
Charlie's
Sunday.
Got a lawn. I got a lawn. We all use Sunday.
What's so great about Sunday is you actually just send them your zip code and they take a satellite photo from your address. They know your soil profile. They know what you're using, what you need, and they can make your lawn super lush, super green, yeah. And you had a great experience with them, right?
So I've done this twice. I've done it with my own little postage stamp of a lawn in my backyard.
Right.
And it's really set us up, especially now as we're going into fall. And then when we were in Cape Cod, my brother's lawn was yellow. And I said, you know, we got to do something about this.
Dude.
Within the week I was there, Sunday was delivered. And then they gave us the profile. They sent what we needed. And you just hook it up to your hose. And all
they include the nozzle.
The mix, actually, yeah, the mix is good to go.
It's so cool. And even Mike got a recommendation for his when he was in Maine. They said you're prone to dandelions. And they sent him a special thing that got rid of all his dandelions. It's so easy. It's like watering your lawn. 15 minutes, and you don't have to pay someone else to do it. See, you don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. If you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs, and who would be, if you want it to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GetSunday.com, promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday and have the prettiest lawn you ever did see. How's the grass at your mom's house? DJ Segway.
Look, my mom, I mentioned that she's got the roanery going on. She's lonely.
Just her and her printers.
Yeah, what's her and her printers and her gadgets?
Does she have a pet? Has she ever had a pet?
Yeah, she said that. So my sister and I did what every college kid does when they go to college. Is my brother was kind enough not to burden her with this, but I found a black lab at Beach Week and ended up staying with my mom for the better of 12 years. Beach dog. Senior year. I'm sure she appreciated that. But the dog was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And my sister's ex-boyfriend gave her a Weimar Runner puppy when they were in med school together. He ended up being imported into the States and then left at my mom's for another 9 years.
The dog was in med school.
Well, he was there my sister was there and her ex-boyfriend. So
he only made it to physician's assistant.
He didn't make it all the way, but he made it to America, which is the most important part.
That's right. We learned this last night in the speech.
So this is great. This is the perfect segue. And I've mentioned to her, I said, we could get you a Santos. And by we, I mean not me, my father or my brother or anybody else.
We could get you a Santos. So by the breed?
Yeah, we can buy her a puppy.
Sure.
And she loves Santos. And I was like, look, we can get, I don't know if they clone these guys, but there's a breeder. We won't get you a puppy from the scratch and dent pile. We'll get you a new guy and, some type of deal. So, because my mom... not saying you shouldn't rescue.
It's me, the scratch and dent puppy. I got a couple missing claws.
It's like the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right. That's right. Nobody wants a labradoodle without a tail.
I was explaining to her that we wouldn't get her a misfit, right?
Right.
So she said no because we have done this to her before. And
Oscar, where are his ears?
You make me sound like a monster.
No, you're not a monster. I'm just theorizing that if you were to get her a misfit, it would be a tragedy, and you won't do that. You get her.
I won't do that. I won't even sanction that.
Right.
So she doesn't want one. She doesn't want a puppy. She wants to just complain, and she wants to. She now, like most Americans, if they're in a position to have made, and I think older Americans are here as well. If you're in the pandemic, your home has become your sanctuary.
Yep.
And if you can, I would say the stock market would say the same. You are improving your home as best you can, whether it's
we've done a lot of projects, anything like that. I hung a lamp for the first time last week.
A dresser while I was in Cape Cod, like just to update whatever we could.
Yeah.
Not because I wanted to, because I was asked to.
I thought perhaps you just painted it, and they came and said, what happened to our dresser?
No, they said, hey, we're going to paint all this furniture white. I said, okay.
By the way, it's not a good idea. Don't paint furniture. You know what? If you've asked, do it. But change the knobs. That's a good way to do it.
No, but it's cheap, right? It's cheaper than buying new furniture.
Yeah, I suppose. Was it natural wood before?
Yes, we sanded it. We painted it.
Okay. You went the whole deal. That's good.
Three days of my vacation.
Fun. Yeah. If it's laminate. I've seen this happen before. If you paint laminate and you don't prep it right, when
this
it's dry.
This is real wood. Real wood.
When you dry, it just sort of rolls off. So you did it right. I'm glad
made,
for that.
Well, I made some mistakes early, but 3 days of painting was not something I was looking forward to. But I did it because, you know, take one for the team. It's a free vacation.
Sure. And the fumes.
So my mom has put some recessed lighting in her, not her, but she's paid someone to do that.
Right.
In her family room. And now she's looking to do something in her kitchen.
Okay.
And this is probably my father's way of like paying back my mom for never being there for her.
Sure.
So he says, Oscar, your mom wants to do the kitchen. I don't want her going to a very expensive shop. I've heard fantastic things about a place called IKEA. Do you mind taking her? There seems to be one in College Park.
Of course, you see it. You see the big sign on the Beltway. IKEA, you see it a million miles away. I tell you what, it's that famous Bolivian furniture store, yep. IKEA, where everything is sold flat with an Allen wrench.
I said, Dad, we actually have like a beautiful setup here in the office. It looks like a $1 million kitchen, but it's IKEA. And so I was like, that's smart. And he goes, listen, she's going to look at the materials and second guess everything. But you tell her it's the finest compressed wood. So he basically asked me to sell it to her, right?
Sure.
I
have never been to an IKEA because I've never been to an IKEA. I'm from a furniture family.
Are you not American? Let me see.
Well, I'm not Swedish. I'm not Swedish for sure. But the thing is that up until.
What about a dorm? A dorm room's all IKEA.
I got all secondhand stuff from the family.
Okay.
I've never been, but I'm familiar. I've assembled many things from IKEA.
All right.
And I know that it all comes flat and it all comes, you know, with the Allen wrench and the pegs and all that stuff. What is the experience like at the store?
Well, normally.
Is there a salesman or
do it yourself? No, it's all DIY. I've done it before. So I was confident. And for my father to hand over any monies without like really twisting his arm and making guilting him into anything was shocking. So I'll take what I can, right?
Right.
Even at age 80, you can't take it with you, Pops. Like, you can only buy so many things for yourself.
That's what you're counting on.
I'll be a weeping willow when he passes. But let me tell you, these past few years, I've been a pain in my butt. Yeah. And I'm sure I've done the same to him for the majority of my lifetime.
You know, I'm the same way with my mom. I think, you don't need a car. Use that car. That car's fine.
Why don't you help me do less work, Dad, instead of importing things to another nation?
Don't go where you don't want to go. Just know that, you know, you can't take it with you,
You
Pop.
Can't
That's
take
right.
it with you. So,
That's right.
But this IKEA kitchen bit. And look. Is it the finest quality? Is it a custom builder? What my mom is usually used to? No. But
nor do you need that.
Yeah, and what? She's going to be in that home for another 3 years before we flip it and throw her in a home?
Exactly.
Like, we don't need to make that big investment. So
we're not going to use the word leisure world. We're not going to talk about an environment that has a fountain at the
end. And I really do believe IKEA kitchens are, they have a bad rap. It's a solid product. You just have to plan accordingly. And if you don't like the fixtures, you can get nicer fixtures and put them on the cabinets and it'll look great.
Well, you know what the motto is of the IKEA kitchen? Looks good, don't get it wet. Because that compressed wood will dissolve and swell.
It is swell proof. It does not bubble up.
I don't know.
You jerk store.
I don't know. I was in my kitchen making them Swedish meatballs and the cabinet was coming at me.
So we get there. I got to give my mom in COVID-19 scuba gear. She's got her mask on. This is the first time we've ever been out. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
Now, what was her protocol? Was it just a simple face mask? Did she eye shield?
No, she's got the full like hazmat mask.
Because like, I know she ordered a suit too, right?
Yeah, she didn't put the suit on. The suit's been relegated because she was sweating too much in it. So the suit's gone. She's got the full face shield mask. Like
like Maddie on the airplane, the plastic thing.
Yeah, so she's probably doing the right thing. So she goes on with that. We head in there, and my mom's like, she is a fanatical shopper. She will see something and immediately think she needs it.
Well, she loves walking through
IKEA. I said, before we walked in, I said, Mom, this is the dregs of society. Everything's been touched. There's got to be COVID-19 everywhere. Focus on what we got going on.
Do you mean
on.
To think that the IKEA in College Park, Maryland would not be perfectly sterilized and wonderful? It's got to be great.
No. No. It was a bunch of huddles of families all together. Yeah, they had masks on. God bless them. But no, there's no way you can social distance in this place when it
jammed. And there are people. And as you said, there are people going back to college. This is the hot season for IKEA.
A bunch of college students.
Like, sure.
We're good. So I get her through the maze of IKEA, get her to the kitchen section, and I say, look, we're just going to take pictures. Nothing's going to be decided here, and we're going to move fast. So I took pictures of all the setups they had,
right?
And then we went to the materials. Like, this is how we do it. We just pick the cabinet color, and then we pick the quartz that we want to use because we're not going to get granite. Quartz doesn't stain, I've been told, so it's a better material. So this is going to be nice and clean, and we can get out of here for less than, hopefully, God willing, $15,000 to get this done because my dad gave me a budget of $20,000 because he's a cheap bastard, but God bless him.
Do you think you can get the, are you planning on keeping the difference? Dad,
no,
I brought it
me?
To
no.
$19,998. You'd be surprised.
No.
But you, so you start with the cabinets and sort of work backwards from there.
Yes.
Okay.
So
good sense.
We do all of that. My mom is super hesitant about everything. She's like, but I heard that granite is the best stone ever. I said, no, granite's like the 1980s, mom. You gotta get up. Quartz is the way to go. Like, I'm selling her on all this.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, do they have, Lazy Susan, like, you know, a type of situation,
sure.
Like that little thing. So I show her all the gadgets. He likes the drawers. She's talking about putting all her Goya spices in them. So that works well. And I'm looking, and then this thing closes at 7 o'clock. So I didn't know that because I left M Street at like 5:45.
Who manages it, Pony?
5:45. <Wow. Yeah.
laughs> For M Street.
Should have called me.
So they're closing up shop, and my mom starts panicking. I'm like, Mom, don't worry. Let's just take pictures of everything.
IKEA.
If you've ever been in IKEA, getting out of the kitchen area to the actual exit is still a good half mile away.
Were you scared of being locked in there overnight, like in a horror movie?
It starts bunching up. People are trying to check out.
Oh, traffic jam.
Yes.
Right.
So I had to take her through the warehouse district, pretend we were going to pick out our pallets, and then sneak her out the side like she was some sort of presidential candidate.
I was going to say, getting Elvis out of a movie theater. It was great.
I stop her in the car, and then she says, mis lentes. She forgot her glasses in the kitchen aisle.
Oh. That's not good.
So I had to go.
What's the word?
I left there. Mis lentes.
Yeah, glasses.
Yeah. And I said, Mom, like, your glasses? She goes, see. And then she started yelling at me in Spanish because I rushed her out of there. So then I had to go and park.
Your fault, Oscar.
I parked
your
the car,
fault.
Double park it, turn the AC on like she's a child. And then I said, I'll be back. And talking to someone to let you back in IKEA after they close for your mom's glasses is probably next to decommissioning a nuke bomb. It's probably, and I couldn't tell. I was like, listen, this crazy Latin woman is going to go, she's blaming me for her glasses. Look at her. She looks upset. She's in the Volvo right there. She's got the big mask on still. Like, she needs her glasses.
It really looks like prisoner transport.
Yes. And then finally the security guard was like, fine. So he lets me in and nobody's in there except for the employees. So they all think I am a stowaway. Like, I've been living in the store.
Well, like a Dane Cook movie.
Yeah. I get to the kitchen area. Glasses are there. Grab them. Get back out. Get in the car. And she says, I actually tenía otro par en la casa. So you didn't have to go in. So she had a second pair in the house. So I didn't have to go in. So she, why even tell me that? Why even, like, you hurt my feelings? Like, I just wasted my time twice over.
I know this, Oscar. The real solution is get her a prescription face shield.
Yeah, and
then she doesn't need glasses.
I love it. Best part is no decisions made. She wants to think about it.
But you bought time.
Well, I'm not taking her ever to a store ever again. This is it's nerve wracking for me. If she goes down because she decided to buy and she's touching everything.
Of
she's
course
like,
she
I'm
is.
Grabbing the fake plants and saying, oh, this is nice for the house. Like, no, we don't have time for this lady. Move,
move.
There you go, Pony.
But the fact is, she's seen it physically. Now you can could you complete it online now? Could you?
So there's a builder, like there is a software that they give you to build. And if those of you at home that deal with custom cabinets, I get it. We can't afford
right.
it.
Right, right.
We're going IKEA. Like, we're paying the pesos. We're moving on.
I know that there's been at least two times you and I, Oscar, have explored custom cabinetry together, and we always end up laughing at the estimate and saying,
I can't do
no,
that.
Those days
are over.
Gone.
Plus, right. She's going to use it for what, 3 years? Then leisure
don't
world?
Don't keep saying that. Jinx it.
Oh, no, she started crying. She's like, this will be my house until I leave. And I'm like, this will be your house, and we got to pay for assisted living.
This will be my house until I leave for Leisure World. All right. come back. We're going to talk about weather, and I'm just not feeling it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're back after this.
This is your president speaking.
Oh, he was last night.
These are trying times. So now I will provide you with more of my favorite words. When you hear these, it will help. It just will. Fancy, drippy, golden brown, grape, rope, hooker, intense, pointy, soda, glazed, smurf, cute, jacuzzi, parcheesi, ham, bunny rabbit, Sinbad, dodgeball, energy, pee. I meant the vegetable, not the other one, but that's okay too. And supremacy. Thank you. Don't trust the Postal Service, and don't forget to vote on December 13th. Remember, you can't spell America without me. Get bent.
Get bent. Wow. I don't want to sell Julia out. When she was on her phone last night during the RNC, I was too.
Of course.
But I was playing Best Fiends.
Well, in fairness, you get the show benefits from your leveling up.
Level 242 is called Surprising Support. And listen, Best Fiends, I know you make asks, and I try to measure up. But 75 leaves, 75 strawberries, and 8 slugs, that's a lot, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So we're at 242. Cross your fingers. I know you've got a lot of time on your hands. This pandemic has everyone looking for stuff to do. Play Best Fiends. It has challenging puzzles to solve. What you do, it's basically connecting like items and using a strategy to do it. I love it. Cute characters to collect and new levels added every day. I'm hooked. You will love this game. And if you don't have Wi-Fi, don't worry. You don't even need an internet connection. You download, you can play it on the subway. If you want to ride the subway. Once you start, you can't stop. It's fresh, fun, cute, and it's a blast beating the levels. It's great anytime. And again, no bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your Best Fiends. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you will love it. No one looks back once they start.
No, it's a lot of fun.
You came to work. Did you drive today or did you walk today?
Today I drove.
It's an odd occurrence in the Washington, D.C. area.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful August day. I let Linus out. We had a little bit of a cold front, as much as can happen in the summertime come through. The humidity is down. Not brisk, but nice temperature. It's just a gorgeous day. And I'm getting to think we're here. We're dead set in the middle of late August. And fall is right around the corner. We have a late Labor Day this year, but fall is right around the corner. And we talked about this earlier this week. We kind of had to blow off Memorial Day, hoping 4th of July would happen. 4th of July didn't really happen. Everyone's looking forward to Labor Day. Summer has gone away, and we didn't really have a summer.
So it's hard
to embrace fall.
I know a lot about this, and the closest thing I could ever, especially for our listeners in the Southwest and the West Coast, if you don't have seasons, this is the closest I've ever felt in a calendar year where we have seasons, but we don't have all of the benchmark holidays to gauge our psychology around. Okay, oh my God, summer's almost over. I don't feel like summer ever started.
I agree. Because you know what? I mean, this is the first time that I've not seen my father and spent some time with my father over the summertime or done something with the kids or something. I mean, there's been little sporadic junkets and jaunts.
Not even
like a
go-to, hey kids, I know we've been to Kings Dominion. We're going together as a fam just one more time.
One more time. Yeah. Check an older episode. I believe it was last summer when the kids were in the water park and I sat down in the pizza restaurant and I cried because I said, it's over. This is the last time that we're going to King's Dominion. But that was saved by the guy who came in with the fresh tattoo that was unwrapping the saran wrap off his arm. What a great day. And can you believe I missed that? That's what I miss. But like you said, without the benchmark holidays and Labor Day coming up, Easter was another one that just sort of got glossed over. We're going to hit Labor Day and then the unofficial start to fall. I'm not feeling it. However, Starbucks has come to your rescue. Now, we no longer have a Starbucks in the building.
No.
But we have one nearby, and you know the country
song.
We
have a Pontchartrain. Is that how you pronounce it? P-O?
Yeah, it's a crêperie.
Poncho.
Ha, ha, ha.
Is it, how is it?
Poncho.
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 Yeah. It sounded like you said porn shop.
No, no, no. It's poncho.
That's on the third floor.
Poncho. Someone, Maddie, do you know?
Yeah, it's Point Road. Biking Road.
Poncho, I believe.
But I think Pony's
show is
right.
Yeah. But we have that coffee shop and crêperie on the first floor. But there is a Starbucks two blocks up, and the old country song, there's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's lots of Starbucks still around, and they're doing they've pivoted rather well with their takeout and drive through.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done, they've set up a hotline. It's 1-833-GET-FALL. I don't know if they really think they're helping us by bringing back the PSL, pumpkin spice latte, early.
I'll take it.
Yeah, is that what you're drinking, Maddie? What are you drinking? What foo-foo drink do you have?
I think this is an iced mocha that Charlie was nice enough to bring me.
Oh,
but
that's
have never had a pumpkin spice latte.
Well, it tastes it's like a hot, runny piece of pumpkin pie with caffeine. And so they've set up to sort of promote the return of the pumpkin spice latte. 1-833-GET-FALL. Let's see what happens.
If you're coming here to spice up your leaf life, then you have definitely come to the right place. Dial 1 to head out on a hayride. Dial 2 to practice your pumpkin mantras. Dial 3 to cozy up with your cup. Dial 4 to hear flannel on repeat. Dial 5 to adventure to the pumpkin cream cold brew falls. Dial 6 for endless PSL perfection. Dial 7 to go on a lovely leaf crunching stroll. Dial 8 to knit sweaters with grandpa.
So this is how they're getting us ready for fall. It's virtual fall activities. So I said, okay, what about if we hit 2 for the pumpkin mantra?
Let's do it.
Hold your pumpkin drink close and open your mind. We're going to unlock all the fall feels. Sip in.
So I said, that's not working for me.
I like it.
I hit 4 for flannel.
Flannel. Flannel. Flannel. Flannel. Flannel. Flannel.
What the flannel. Hell is going on?
Keep in mind, folks, this is the only podcast you're listening to right now.
I love it.
And so we hit 6. What for? This is the PSL.
Happy pumpkin season, Joey. Oh, good autumn, Alex. I'll take a grande PSL. No, wait. A venti PSL, please.
I hate that we live in a land that PSL is acceptable now.
I like it. No, I never knew it was a PSL.
PSL, pumpkin spice latte. And then, Oscar, let us close. We can go on a hayride by hitting 1.
Ah. 1 round trip around the pumpkin patch. Coming right up. Oh, look, folks. Found my long lost lucky banjo on this here hay bale.
What's great is how poor the recording is.
I love that's something that really I liked too.
Like it was like they could have made it slick and had like a Dolby surround sound if you had
right. But no.
They just said make this as analog as possible.
Yeah.
And I believe a hayride. If I'm not mistaken, it's probably still within the COVID-19 protocol possible.
Yeah, you would have
outdoors.
To not a lot of people. And
yeah,
you have
but
to wear your mask.
You stack like you and your wife or your kids. Or
sure.
It's just a family deal, right?
And then if you hit 9, you get seasonal allergies. So that's what's going on with Starbucks. Let's get ready for fall. Carve your pumpkins. I got a couple showbiz stories I want to cover that I think you'll
please.
Like. When we return, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time for Regis.
God, I miss you all. Remember that time I was in Times Square? I was walking over to do Millionaire, and I stopped to buy a hot dog from a street vendor. Hot dog cart, you know? He asked me how I wanted it. Regis said, drag it through the garden. Onions and sauerkraut and lots of mustard. So I take a bite, and just then, Harvey Fierstein yells to me from a cab. He screams, hey, Regis, you know, with his voice, and that thing he does, and I get this huge blotch of Gulden's mustard right in my tie. Boy, that Golden's is good. Yellow mustard. Mayor Koch used to love it on a sandwich. Sometimes Ed Koch and I would get sandwiches and talk about the old days. Wow. And remember when Jack Paar got fired? What a nice guy, but a hothead. He had a temper like Zero Mostel. Oh boy, what a blowhard. I saw Fiddler on Broadway 16 times, but I never stayed to the end. No spoilers, please. I'll watch it someday, or maybe I'll buy the DVD from the TMOA Shopping Center. That's it. Regis loves to click the banner ad at MichaelMaraShow.com. Target and Walmart, they have it all. So much mustard. Gilman, bring me a towel.
Julia has been living at the shopping center with getting ready for college eventually. My garage got no room in it. No room. So the end of the week, I know, I'm walking sideways. The end of the week is coming up and the weekend is here. And as we say, it's hard to gauge time during these pandemic times. But one way I always know it's the weekend is the availability of the TMOS bonus show.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love an extra hour of uncensored, commercial-free content that we provide to you each and every week? Here's the deal. For mere pennies, you get the week's show plus full unlimited access to every bonus episode of all time. And I think the greatest thing is we go in usually with a list of 10 or 12 things we're going to cover on the bonus show, and we usually get to none of them because it is so organic. You never know what's going to happen. And with no structure as far as going to commercials
and
stuff.
Let me highlight this.
It's fun.
Just
it's so much fun.
I don't think
yeah.
we talked about it. The cocktail party will be next week because Mike's
traveling.
Yeah,
we postponed it. Exactly. Exactly.
So we're going to have a regular bonus show this week. Cocktail party next week.
Yeah, and if you want, you can on Friday night, you can still drink. Go ahead.
I think people do record.
I think it would be okay. So if you subscribe, you get the week's show plus full unlimited access to every bonus episode of all time. Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, and a subscription just might cure those cysts on the walls of your lungs. It's your passport to the Asport. I guarantee it. I'm Rob Spiewak, and now back to a very special all-nude episode of The Mothers-in-Law already in progress. You know what? It's not The Mothers-in-Law. It's 2020.
Yes.
Hugh Downs naked. Good episode. You're going to love it. So this is something that we discussed. Remember last week there was some discussion about whether or not Britney Spears should be still in control of her money or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Leave Britney alone.
Oh. I was
classic
like,
tape.
This guy.
Yeah.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now. I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
Me.
Because she's not well right now.
No.
This is real people. You probably don't remember.
His name was Chris Crocker, and I wanted to see what he's up to. You ever get a really unpleasant surprise when you Google something? So I plug in Chris Crocker into Google. You know, he's done porn.
Oh, no.
How about that? Anyway, they've decided not to let Britney's dad run her estate, but I'm not sure their choice is so good. They've chosen Nickelodeon star Jamie Lynn Spears as her trustee.
Her sister.
Yeah, her sister. But don't you think maybe get an accountant? Wasn't she on All That or Good Burger or something?
The legal aspects. Is it a conservatorship? Is that
yes.
what it is?
Yeah. She's the trustee of the... receivable trust or revocable trust, it says, which was set to protect the pop star. So it's going to she's still sort of protected by a trust that was set up when she was super young. But the trustee is not going to be her dad. It's going to be her little sister.
I think her sister turned out okay, if I'm not mistaken, compared to other child stars.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
she started a family. She's
sort
got
of a
kids.
Low bar. I mean, well, you know what's good about Jamie Lynn Spears? She never broke into a pharmacy and stole meds, so she turned out okay.
Is that true?
I'm talking about what other kids have done.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they named Amanda Bynes.
No. Brittany, we've put all of your money in the driveway. I think it's going to be safe.
We're going to set it on fire.
I'm glad you remembered that story, too. She's a nutcase.
Well, I feel for these kids. Like, and yes. I know there's comedy in any of these stories, but
right.
they are coddled. They are spoiled. They are the bread maker. Like, you look at Lindsay Lohan when you've got. She's making all the money for the family, and this is usually the case with all these child stars. They get to dictate some of the rules. If their parents don't completely rip them off, they make bad decisions early in life. So if you can get out of your own way, if you even look at Miley Cyrus, it's a miracle she's continues to have the success, but it also may be because of the fact that her parents were already in showbiz.
before I think they got that has a lot to do with it. But also there is a certain, I think there's a chip in a parent that makes it. One of the more horrifying ones is Macaulay and Kieran Culkin's dad, Kit Culkin, who really was a disaster of a human being, but was able to essentially breed two movie stars.
Yeah, but he bred them. He didn't want. Okay, so you've got Billy Ray Cyrus was already famous.
Yes, of course. He had one more hit record than me.
But he had success.
A huge success. Yeah, he really did.
Extreme success.
Yeah.
So for him to raise Miley Cyrus, for better or worse, it doesn't matter how you say it,
right,
into the pop star that she continues to be today. From a kid star.
Multimedia star.
It's nuts. She's as relevant as today for our, I would say, music world than she ever was even five, 6 years ago.
Yeah, she's a style setter.
And it's hard to keep that flame like really burn as bright as you want it to be. That's why most of these child stars fall off. And even from Amanda Bynes' side, I know we made a lot of jokes, but it was sad to see in the long run.
Oh, of course. It always is sad. But also, know this, Britney's mom, Lynn Spears, has expressed an interest to be involved in the finances as well, which means hand it over.
I think
so. I hope they do well. And I think the wisest thing, if they're letting the sister be a trustee, just hire an accountant.
I'm sure they have one. It's just, it's much like a company. They just have a governing board, so you have to sign off on any purchases over X amount of dollars.
If they wanted, say, a chocolate pie a mile wide, they would have to have, the approval of the accountant. All right, this is a leak, not quite as sizzling as the Lincoln Project's leak of all the speeches, but these are probably going to be the folks on Dancing with the Stars this year.
Okay.
Which is sad because I haven't gotten the call yet. Have you gotten the call?
No, but Tom's out, correct?
Who's this?
Tom Bergeron is out,
and yep. That means I'm really not going to watch it this season.
I don't mind looking in. Tyra's doing it this year. How many, what is it, 22 seasons, 25 seasons, what is it?
It's the 29th season.
29th season, yeah.
Yeah. This leak comes from a very credible source, which I'm sure is ABC itself. They said they were going to approach Dr. Anthony Fauci, but assumed he would be busy.
Yeah, that man cannot go on Dancing with the Stars. The first pitch that went sideways is enough. Like, no.
All right, I'll start at the top and tell me when you stop.
Actually,
start
at the bottom.
All right, I'll start at the bottom.
I like to find the stars at the end.
Bachelorette star Caitlin Bristow.
I know she is. Yes, but okay. That's because I'm a Bachelor fan.
That's a rumor. Backstreet, and I of course know him. Backstreet Boy, AJ McClain.
I feel like he's already been on, because they always get like these third tier boy band members.
They say, well, you know what? They say that they're on board and confirmed by some sources. So maybe, but you know what? AJ McClain
is like, going to win. If you can dance in Backstreet, you can dance on Dancing with the Stars.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Well, and if it is his second appearance, it would be he's back.
Oh, no, yeah. What? Never mind. Go ahead. Let's step on your joke.
Jerry Harris from the Netflix show Cheer.
Don't know it.
Anything? Okay.
No.
There is a Netflix show called Selling Sunset and a soap star called Chrishell Strauss.
Oh, yeah. That's who's the dreamboat on This Is Us?
Chrissy Metz?
No, with the blonde hair.
It's Justin Hartley.
Yes. Is it Justin or Dustin?
Justin.
Okay, Justin Hartley. That is Justin Hartley's, and I'm ashamed to know this.
Yeah.
That is Justin Hartley's ex-wife. And on Selling Sunset on Netflix now, you see how they end up breaking up as he texts her that we're filing for divorce on the show.
Oh, no.
And then she claims that fame has changed him for the worse, because they met Justin. What's her name? Hartley?
I'm sorry. Chrishell Strauss. Okay, Strauss.
Yeah, Chrishell Strauss.
On Netflix's Selling Sunset, and it's Chrishell Strauss.
And Justin, the heartthrob from
This Is Us. Manny. He's the Manny.
They met before he got this gig.
Oh, that changes everything.
And then he became this blockbuster star.
Yeah.
And she says that changed him.
Yeah.
And that's what she blames. Like, she blames fame for their breakup. So the idea that she's now going to be on ABC's Dancing with the Stars makes complete sense. And she was a superstar beforehand.
Former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier, who was nearly paralyzed 3 years ago, but is now able to dance. That's a great story. Christy Brinkley is back after last season dropping out. Remember her fake broken wrist?
Yeah, her daughter stepped in.
Remember when she faked that? Jesse McCartney, who was recent runner-up on season 3 of The Masked Singer.
Hmm.
No relation to Paul. I like this one. Charlie Sheen. Look for an early exit for Charlie Sheen.
Has he beat, you know, because he was HIV positive, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I think now it's, you know, the Tiger Blood cured it, right?
Is it in remission, or I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
Look, this is what I know, is that for some time, Charlie Sheen was the most hated celebrity in America.
Right.
And then I would say whoever's PR machine is, and this has nothing to do with HIV positive or AIDS or anything like that, as of the last 3 months, I see Charlie Sheen on Comedians in Cars and Coffee, but Jay Leno's Garage. He's on that show, and he seems like a normal guy. And Jay like kind of jokes about when he went crazy.
Yeah, remember when you didn't have any teeth? And then, hey, you remember that?
There's a great story about Charlie saying that he called out of the Tonight Show once because he faked a limo crash. So because he was so ramped up from the night before, he hadn't gone to bed. So he faked a limo crash in order to get out of being on the Tonight Show because he didn't go to bed as his prerequisite 3 a.m. Bedtime for what is it? A 4 p.m. taping on the East Coast.
Yeah. You know what that is? Winning. That's winning. That's right winning there.
I'd watch it. I'm actually intrigued.
And there's two more. Top two, my two favorite. It's Talking Crazy and Haish.
Yes.
Rumored to be on Dancing with the Stars. And this is my favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Cats and Kittens, Tiger King Villainous, Carol Baskin.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Look for an early exit. I would like to see her dance with Charlie Sheen.
Because of Tiger Blood?
Yeah, all that stuff.
I don't know if they pair him up like that.
They got to get a pro.
And Tyra Banks is hosting.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
I think she got a producership to agree to host. I think that's how it worked out. Right. But still, I'll miss Tom Bergeron, one of the last great live television hosts. All right, coming back with the Audio Vault after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll never guess who just joined the TMOS Patron Society.
Estelle!
Are you listening, you piggy?
From the deck of the Jack Tar. Mike O'Mara Battle Show. Doing my morning show at night.
Sorry, Gracie.
Waddle daddle doodle dee.
You don't even have to activate the lower. Just strap on a gun and pin on a badge and give to the TMOS Patron Society. Whatever you decide to give to the TMOS cause is okay by me. So become a TMOS patron today and be sure to catch the Grease Man on TMOS whenever Rob can book up.
All right, thank you, Twitch. That was a very lighthearted delivery of a very serious message because we still need your help.
As you know, it's obviously appreciated.
The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic are not limited to the disease. Many businesses have been crippled over the last few months. They're just gone. Drive up and down to the streets of D.C., you see them. They're gone. And when one business declines, others fail as well. It's a ripple effect. We've seen it happen before, and we're watching it happen right now. Luckily, we've managed to stay afloat here at your favorite podcast, but this boat ride is far from over, so we need you. Please go to the MikeOMaraShow.com website and click the Patron Society banner and make a pledge to TMOS. The need is very real, and everything helps. Any amount makes a difference. It's entirely up to you. A one-time deal, ongoing pledge, anything you can do.
Look, a dollar was absolutely long. Oh my God. $1 a week.
We'd love it. Yeah. And because if you're there for us,
$5 a
week, will be.
Take it.
$100 a week? Be great.
No. Don't be greedy. Look at Pony.
No.
Don't you think that child needs at least $1 a week to keep moving?
Yes. Please. And please pledge before 5 p.m.
Definitely before sunset.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Because that's when the monsters come out. If you're there for us, we'll be here for you. We appreciate you, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, August 26, 2020. We were talking about the whole COVID thing and the way people are easing their way back into society. I don't like this. Tom Cruise released a video, and it's all over the internet this morning. He went to a movie. Tom Cruise went to a movie, and it's unclear to what, how it was. It looked to me like it might have been, and I've read a rumor on a website that it was a screening arranged for the cast and crew of the new Mission Impossible in London. But still, he's in a movie theater. It's a crowded movie theater, and he's saying, look at me. I'm at the movies.
Here we are. Back to the movies. Back at the movie theater, everybody. I loved it.
It didn't look socially distanced to me. It looked, and I know they probably made great arrangements and he's there with the director of Mission Impossible. But to me, when you do something like this, you're using your fame for an unhealthy purpose and normalizing behavior that should probably be considered carefully. It's a dicey situation.
What's the benchmark, right? We watched the Rose Garden yesterday. Same atmosphere. So like who are we holding to the higher this higher level of responsibility? Like Tom Cruise is someone who I expect to do that because that's his business. He's trying to push the normalcy of going back to. I'm not ready for that.
No, and also I think it is sort of a sensationalistic way to promote the fact that you're making another Mission Impossible movie. I think it's irresponsible.
They're almost done, and it's not going to. I don't know. How do you feel about this, Rob? And I know that we joke about being cheap and not wanting to spend any money. But if I could watch a blockbuster film at home, like Disney's offering for $30,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I'm going to be safe at home, I'll watch it at home.
150,000%.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it going to be cheaper?
I've got better sound than the Regal anyway.
In the longer run, am I not going to spend, if I go with Shannon, it's usually $50 plus everything we buy to get in and out in the city?
The ability to pause, the ability to do anything you need to do, that's the future. Now, the only thing I can see is when we finally get this thing totally beat, and there's a vaccine and everyone's safe, there is something to be said for the shared experience.
Oh,
but
yes.
I don't think it outweighs the safety.
I'm not in a hurry to get back to a theater.
Me neither. And yes, I am cheap. How about this little lamb? This almost sounds like Maddie this morning. And if you have to wonder if you are a sheep farmer or if you have, I know there was Mary had a little lamb. Mm-hmm. But if you have yourself a baby lamb and they normally have that cute little sound that looks at you and goes.
Terrifying.
You have to wonder if there's Satan at play.
Terrifying.
Just wondering, but delicious. Keanu Reeves is still promoting the new Bill and Ted movie. He says, Bill and Ted, not stoners.
I'd like to get one thing straight. Bill and Ted are not stoners.
Whoa.
Bill and Ted, they have a nice outlook on life. They like people. They're friendship.
Yeah, they're not stoners, and neither is Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo cartoon. I'm just going to hang in
when
the mystery machine.
Out? Is that a theater release?
I believe it might be this Friday.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Do you know I got a press release that the Alamo in Ashburn, great movie theater that Mike has been to and had a disaster with his cell phone and Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, I remember that.
Recall.
Embarrassing.
They're setting up a drive-in theater.
Oh, cool.
That they will take into as long as the weather is,
Fall.
Until the fall happens. Yeah. But they're not letting you bring in any outside food.
If you want the experience of a drive-through, let them
drive in.
Oh, drive in. Just pay for it. Like
no,
wait.
I want to beat the system.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't be picky in a pandemic. So you're not going to go to the Alamo because they're making you pay for the concessions because they had to set up an outdoor theater.
No, I'm not going because I don't want to see Tenet. That's why I'm not going.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
and
enough.
It's Oscar Santana's picky pandemic.
You can't.
I'm so glad we found out Pony's age today. Pony, your age again?
37.
Yeah, you don't look it. You look it. Pony, you look like you're in your late 20s.
Yep.
I appreciate
Like
that.
All the darkness that you've stayed in and keeping away from the sun has really helped your skin.
It's one. He's always hydrated. Obviously, the olives are working. This is funny that he's 37. Do you know what else is 37?
What's that?
The chicken McNugget.
Ooh, spicy chicken McNuggets on the way.
It's coming out, yes, on September 16th.
So excited.
Chicken McNuggets. Chicken
Fidelity's terrible, but I love the jingle.
Well, I mean, that's from 1983 right there.
One of my favorite memories from my nephew is, probably the wrong thing to teach him is, I would say, hey, we had like a 20-piece that we ordered, because that's what I do with my nephew. I just feed him junk food.
Sure.
And I was like, when you want a nugget, just say, nugget me. So he's three, and he's like, nugget me. And so I'm like, so I give him a nugget, and he's just like sitting there, he's like, and he'd laugh and giggle and eat his McNugget, and then nugget me. So
love that.
It's the cutest thing.
I love teaching kids things and then having to explain them to their parents.
That's good. My God.
Yeah.
Just quick sidebar.
Please.
We are giving Santos his snacks, and snacks for dogs now look like snacks for kids.
Snacks.
And I ask you not, Sebastian, and his parents don't know this yet. I'm sure God willing, they won't find out. So we're giving like the little paw and eat, and a dog, and Santos,
shake your hand.
Santos chews like he's a human. He's like really crunching on his snacks.
That's great.
So Sebastian, he's sitting next to us at the Cape House, and he's like, he looks like these are delicious snacks. So he's like, one for me. So he throws a snack in his mouth.
Oh no.
And then one for him. And then you see his face turn like,
yeah.
Like he's like, this is not a human snack.
No.
And I was like, Shannon. And then Shannon comes in and gets all of the snacks out. She like basically gets it. And she goes, no, this is not for you. This is just for Santos. But we did not report that to the family when we were babysitting.
Well, the good news is that Sebastian's coat has never been shinier. So this is our treat bowl for Linus. It's actually, I made this.
It looks like an ashtray.
I made it out of an old record, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
I melted it and turned it into a bowl. But I want you to see Linus's treat.
When do you make this stuff?
It's a pandemic this time. look, do his treats not look exactly like combos?
Yeah, they do look like combos.
Exactly. So that's why we have to keep them separate from the people food down here in the basement. And Linus is so well behaved. And by the way, National Dog Day. Happy day to all your
dog. Congrats.
Awesome. Good job. Linus is so polite. Stop me if I've said this before. He will come and this treat bowl is at the level of his head. It's on a little end table and he'll stare at it until we give him one. He'll get right close to it and he'll stare at it. When we had this little diabetic dog that we were dog sitting, little guy, first night I come down, treat bowl is upside down. All the treats are gone. And so Linus has never occurred to him.
When you've got guests, they'll do what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, and then I had to give them extra insulin. All right, let's close with this. Freddie Vigdor, who was our talking head 2 or 3 weeks ago from the Average White Band, had an idea that I'm surprised I didn't come up with for a new hit record, a reimagining of a Sinatra classic.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. Still, it's a real good bet.
The best is yet to come.
So, Kimberly Guilfoyle, hot on your hot record charts. That's your magic audio ball.
Fantastic.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody. I can't wait for tomorrow when Mike is in studio. Going to be great. Make sure you join us for that. Oscar, always fun doing the show with
you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maddie.
That's it, folks. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Do not forget, you can always reach us. Message for the weekly mailbag. We're doing it tomorrow. Okay. Can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's where you can visit the shopping center and the Patron Society, and we appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Maddie Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, and a brief appearance by Charlie Burney. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.